This is Ride or Die, a crime podcast for truckers, presented by Marvin Keller, the trucking company where you can get more respect per mile. Hi, my name is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
You are?
Jace.
And?
I'm Brandon.
Yeah, and guys, today we're going to talk about crime.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a story for you guys. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Okay. So this is a really good one. It's termed the I-70 killer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Can you guess, like, what it's about?
Well,
it's a killer on the I-70.
Definitely on the I-70. Probably someone gets killed.
Where is the I-70?
I don't know.
I think I know where I-64 is.
If it's an interstate, it's probably in multiple states.
Wait, which one goes left and right and up and down?
I think the odd numbers.
Odd numbers, okay.
North, south.
So you guys know way too much about roads.
Not compared to actual truckers.
Oh, man. Right, oh, yeah, truckers, forgive us. We don't know.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Well, listen, so today's episode, we're going to look at the I-70 killer. This is kind of old. It's from 1992, and this is actually an unsolved case.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is he still out there?
Or I guess so.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Wait, what year?
1992.
Dude, that's older than me.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy. They had trucks back then?
I think so.
That's like almost,
let's see,
it's almost 20, more than 20 years ago. I feel like that's the time of railroads. No, that's fine. Okay.
You're embarrassing me. All right, listen. Okay. So, the story of the I-70 killer in April of 1992. It goes like this. There was actually 6 victims, and they all fit a very specific profile. They were young, petite, brunette women.
Yeah. They're truckers?
No.
Oh.
They're just women.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So he had a type. Wait, or she had a type. Dum, dum, dum.
Who knows? Yeah. All right, so let me tell you about the first incident. There's this person named... I'm going to mess this up. There's a person named Robin Fuldauer.
Robin who?
Robin. Robin Fuldauer, and they were working at a Payless shoe store. This is very important. At a Payless shoe store in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she was shot, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Wait, in the Payless?
In the Payless shoe store.
That's messed up.
Was this on I-70?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. We'll find out.
So
people come into the store and buy shoes. Like, that's not something I want to do every day.
What if they didn't even buy shoes?
Yeah.
You can go there, could at least, like, buy something if they're going in.
You can get the little socks or the spray that you spray in the shoes. Anyway, either way, buying shoes is a chore. And then someone gets shot.
I love that someone got shot and you're focusing on the boringness of buying shoes. Like, that's just very silly.
I really want to get out of a shoe store. And they're like, oh, we got to hold you for questioning. I'm like, I got to be here for 5 hours.
Was it someone that knew the victim?
I don't know. We have to find out.
Oh.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to give it
getting
away.
Getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Sidebar. Totally related, unrelated. Did you know Payless shoe stores went bankrupt?
No.
Yes.
They're gone.
Yeah. I think DSW started to buy up their stores to use as warehouses.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, smart. Smart.
Interesting.
Okay, anyway. Yep. So, Robin got shot 2 in the afternoon at a Payless shoe store. Very important.
Wait, another sidebar.
Yes.
What if we solve this thing?
Right here, right now.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what if that's ever happened before?
Oh, I'm gonna say the rabbi did it.
The rabbi.
Hey, drivers, listen. As you're listening with us and we're talking about this, if you help us solve this case, we can bring justice into the world. I don't even know.
We got merch.
Do you think there's, like, a bounty?
A bounty?
A bounty. Like, if you catch, like, a murderer?
I mean, if you truly want justice, you gotta have a bounty. That's what the Wild Wild West told me.
I love it.
Interesting.
Guys, you're still on person one. There's okay. 6. There's Sorry. 6 brunettes. Okay. So, Jeff, you know, we all know Jeff.
What?
I'm sorry, the article just says Jeff. Jeff! Oh, here we go. Jeff Morose. He was working at a paint store across the way, and through the window he noticed a man carrying a large bag.
So it is a man. And he took some shoes.
Yes, he did. That was the whole point. You have to create a distraction.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, it's all for shoes.
All for shoes. Okay, he assumed that he was a hitchhiker who had come from the direction of I-465, which intersects with I-70, just 3 miles from the paint store.
Oh, yeah, so hitchhiker. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, he assumed that the shooter was a hitchhiker.
Okay.
Anyway, so Jeff noticed that man was sitting on the curb, and he circled the Payless building for nearly half an hour, and he took his seat on the curb of the streets across the shoe store and sat there and just stared at the store.
What?
What a weirdo.
Yeah, it's weird. Why would he do such a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, first of all, there's a Payless across the street from a paint store. I mean, this strip mall, no one's going to it.
Indiana knows how to party. Yeah.
Wait, this is in Indiana?
This is in, I told you, Indianapolis, Indiana.
You missed that.
Payless and Paints.
Yeah.
Payless
and
Pastries. Paints, Indiana.
I bet it's a bakery next door.
Right.
So,
right,
this right. guy... So, did the witness actually see the guy shoot the girl?
Across the way, while he was working at the paint store, yes.
Oh, so he saw him. And he also saw him just sit there?
Yeah. Just staring at the Payless shoe store. Payless shoe store, integral detail.
I mean, maybe he's just tired.
Yeah. Guns are heavy.
Okay, wait. It gets weirder. Are you ready? It gets weirder. So Jeff also told the St. Louis Dispatch newspaper.
St. Louis?
Yes.
Big time.
Yes. That man who was sitting and chilling, he was actually also talking to himself, and he was also giggling to himself.
Okay.
Schizophrenic.
Okay.
I've seen this book a lot.
You've seen it a lot?
Yeah. American Horror Story is real. Yeah. What's that thing where you stick a little thing in the ear? Lobotomy. It's real.
What does this have to do with lobotomy?
I don't know.
He doesn't know, folks. He doesn't know.
Like, there was a doctor back in the day, he would say, I can cure anything. Depression, heartbreak, blah, blah, blah. And really what he was doing was sticking a big needle through people's ears and making them brain dead.
Oh.
Why are you watching this show? It sounds awful.
Oh, it's a hit. America, it's like 9 seasons. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, back to Jeff. We can't forget about Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, so who's Jeff again?
Jeff!
The witness.
Our friend Jeff.
Jeff's the witness from the paint store.
My dad's name's Jeff.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever been to Indianapolis.
What if your dad was the witness?
Well, it's better than murderer, I guess.
That's why he lives in the cabin in the woods.
Yeah, I guess
it all just full circle. Anyway, so Jeff, not Jason's dad, but just Jeff, thought that the man was either on drugs or suffering from a mental condition, and he also noticed that when the man disappeared, the next time he saw him was a little bit after 2, when he saw him trying to catch a ride back onto the I-465.
Hmm. Okay.
Wait, what time was the murder?
2. Between 1:30 and 2.
Oh. Yep. I was going to say, well, why didn't he call the cops? Were you just staring at this guy sitting there talking to himself? But apparently he did.
I guess. I suppose okay. he did. Because he talked to the St. Louis Dispatch. I'm guessing.
And they just so happened to be in Indiana.
So that was incident number 1. Are you ready for incident number dose?
I guess so.
By the way, so when I scanned this, I was like cracking up at the locations. Like, they're super funny.
Yeah.
Because it's Indiana. Anyway, let me tell you about it. Okay. Our second brunette, she has a name.
And it is?
Patricia Smith.
No, that's a name.
Ooh, this is weird. Okay. So there's Patricia Smith. Mm-hmm. She's 23. And then there's Patricia... I don't know how to say this. Penders?
Panders?
What?
Okay, it's spelled P-N-A-G-E-R-S.
P-N?
P-N-A-G-E-R-S.
Well, Pangers. Say that P.
So,
Naggers? Maybe the G is silent. Panners.
Naggers.
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 Let's just say Pettibaker.
Patricia Pettibaker.
Is it like a P-H?
I have no idea.
Oh, even think about it.
I feel like... fingers. Like gnome, you don't say the G.
It's okay.
Maybe you say the P, I don't know.
I don't know.
Should have done our homework before Google we translated. Recorded this.
It's cool. It's cool. We're rolling with it. All right, so Patricia Smith, 23, mm-hmm. and Patricia Snagers is 32. Isn't that weird? Same name, age flipped.
Oh.
Yes.
Weird.
Might be a coincidence.
All right, so listen. They were both killed in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
And one of the Patricias, I don't know which one, was working in a bridal shop called, oh man, called La Bride de Elegance.
Ooh. The elegant bride?
The elegant bride. Yes.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like supernatural. Like you go to some kind of weird place that no one's gone to.
Yeah.
You pick a name for a building that no one... It has to be comical. And then, boom, someone died. And yeah. That's it.
That's super sad.
Wichita, Kansas is definitely somewhere that Dean Winchester went.
Dang.
So they're all Burnettes and they're all Patricias.
Except our first girl, whose name was Robin.
Oh. Well, there goes that theory.
Anywhoosies. So, yes. So we have our two Patricias. Mm-hmm. One of them works at Le Bride de Elegance, and the store was actually closed that night, but they were open a little bit later because a customer needed to pick up a cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
A cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
Hey, it's the article.
It is a band. Wait, what is this? It's one of those things that like goes around and it's like a color.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Spandex?
Not spandex.
Oh, it's one of those, like, tie, like a corset?
It's like, no, it's like with a tux. You have, like, the bow tie.
Oh,
and then,
like a guy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never going to wear one of those. I might. Never mind.
Man. Okay, ready for more?
Yeah.
All right, so, it sounds like both Patricias were working at the store, my bad.
Oh.
Okay, when the killer...
The same store?
This yeah, is weird, apparently.
Because one of them is super young, one of them is super old.
Yeah, but no, but their ages are inverted.
23 and 32?
Yes.
Two Patricias.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Work at the same place.
Yes.
I don't think this is a coincidence.
Not at all. You know, I think you're onto something.
Anyway, so when the killer came to the door, the lady saw he was a customer, obviously. So they let him inside. And then, when he did walk in, he was carrying a semi-automatic.
They let him in with the gun?
Yes. Well, I don't know if they saw it.
Oh, wow. That's some kind of concealed carry. It's amazing.
He did have a bag.
He had a bag?
So how do they know this was the same guy?
I think that's a guess. So I missed this part. So there was Robin, our first victim. Mm-hmm. And then 3 days later, the Patricias were moited.
They're brunettes in a weird place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brunettes. In a weird store.
Yeah. It fits the MO.
So the commonalities, Brunettes. Weird store.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of them are Patricias.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, super weird.
I see.
Yeah. So this guy walked in, semi-automatic, killed the ladies, I suppose. And then for the next 2 weeks, there was no other killings that were linked to the now called I-70 killer. But then the next one would show up like a couple days later.
Oh, wow.
Wait, no, in 2 weeks. I can't do time.
14, so, a couple.
Yeah, you know, it's not relative. And then, so the next one happened April 27th. Okay. And this one was an accidental killing, so believed by the police.
Why would he kill some people on purpose and then accidentally kill some people?
I'm not sure. Yes. But it says accidental killing, quotes, air quotes, quotes.
Can a killing be accidental?
Yeah, I think that's why they have the degrees.
Or do they just call it an accidental death? I guess that's the way you kill it.
Yeah. Wait, so I think it'll make more sense when I tell you what happened. So we had the Patricias, we had Robin. Our next victim's name is Michael McCrown.
Oh, it's a guy.
Is he a Burnett?
Yes.
Oh, where was he shot?
So let me tell you about it. Michael McCrown
mm-hmm.
is 40 years old, and he was working. Why is it like this? He was working at his mother's ceramic store.
That's real.
In Terre Haute, Indiana.
Of course. Terre Haute. There it is.
That's his route. Mm-hmm. Indiana to Kansas and back.
Is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is why they're calling it accidental. Because he may have been mistaken as a woman.
Oh.
Because he had long brunette hair that was pulled back in a ponytail, and he was shot in the back of the head.
Oh.
Okay.
So he kind of fits the profile. Mm-hmm. Kind of doesn't fit the profile.
So the lesson here is if you're a guy, you should not have a ponytail.
Yes. A brunette guy. Murdered.
Dang.
On I-70.
Life lessons.
I mean, he obviously didn't see the reports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so guys, how about we mourn the Patricias for a second and we'll take a quick break. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break. At Marvin Keller, safety is the most important thing. Safety is everything. From getting specced out trucks to providing the best training for our drivers, it is so important that the drivers and everyone else on the road is safe and sound. So we just wanted to say have a safe trip, and we want you to do your very best to be okay out there. We don't want you to end up on one of these stories. So do your pre-trip, be careful, and drive safely. And back to the show. So you guys, are you ready for more of the I-70 killer?
Oh, of course. Yeah. We're going to have to see what happened to Michael.
So yeah, so we got Robin.
Robin.
Patricia.
Two Patricias.
Two Patricias. And Michael, who unfortunately had luscious, long brown hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brown hair.
Yes.
The fatal flaw.
Messed up.
So, the next victim, get this, happened in May 4th of 1992. Her name was Nancy Kitzmeiler, and she worked... Here we go. And she worked at a place called the Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
The what?
That's the name.
The, what,
the Boogie,
Boogie
Hills,
Hills
Plaza,
Plaza
Boot,
Boot
Village.
Wow.
Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
That's Boogie, the That's Boogie real. Hills Plaza Boot Village.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's amazing, yeah. And that was in St. Charles, Missouri.
Oh, I've been there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
St. Charles really hot.
Did you go to the Boogie Hill
Plaza
Hills Boot
Village?
I did not.
How unfortunate.
That's hard to say.
And there's a lot of small businesses there, so it does not surprise me.
As far as naming a business, I feel like that's... It's a good name, but it's hard to remember. Just too many words. Too many
words. What's that? Oshkosh Bagosh?
Boogie Hills Plaza. Yeah, I'm not going to try anymore.
Why not just Boogie Boot Village? You know what I'm saying? Just,
get your boogie boots here.
Boogie boots.
You know,
how about just boogie boots?
Boogie boots.
Well, when I think boogie boots, I don't think fine kitchen wear. You know?
I see.
I think like Halloween
Well,
boots.
Why would you? Wouldn't you think of boots?
Boogie boots?
What does kitchen wear have to do with anything?
I don't even know.
So they just boots for dancing?
Yes. I don't know.
See, boogie seems more like scary, not like fun.
Oh, scary. I was thinking like boogie.
Like get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get down.
With your boots.
With your boots.
So like a cowboy dance. Barn dance.
I was like, what's a
cowboy? Get your boogie boots for the barn dance.
Hold on. You're going to glaze over this like you didn't say it. What's a cowboy dance?
I don't know.
Like a hoedown?
Like a hoedown.
You click your heels.
Got it. Okay.
Bring your partner round and round.
Square dancing?
Yes.
In your boogie boots.
Yes. I did that before. It was fun.
With your boogie boots?
I did not have cowboy boots.
You just wore boogie shoes.
I had tennis shoes on.
If this podcast doesn't take off, we can start a store.
It's called Boogie Boots.
Called Boogie Boots. And we can have square dancing parties.
Yes.
So it's basically that store, but better.
Yes.
And Bud Light.
Who knows? It could be a really amazing store.
Guys, this is disrespectful to Nancy. Let's talk about Nancy.
Okay,
all right, listen.
Sorry, Nancy.
So Nancy... Here might be a commonality. Aside from the hair, she opened the store around noon.
Mm.
And she was found by a customer at 2:30. What's up with this guy?
Oh, I see.
Why is it always like in the afternoon?
Why did it take so long?
And it's in
to
the spring.
Her?
Yeah.
Maybe Boogie Boots Hill Plaza is huge.
He only kills in the spring.
Well, maybe... It doesn't say when she was killed. It just says she
was discovered.
Opened it and then was found.
That's right.
Okay.
So it might have been like 229.
Mm. Oh, see.
Good catch. Yeah. So that's all we have on Nancy for whatever reason. Boogie Hills Plaza also Brown Food hair. Village. Brown hair. That's okay. Right. And that she was found 2:30 in the afternoon. So that's our girl Nancy. And this obviously left the police with a lot more questions than answers. And get this. Just 3 days after, on May 7th of 92, Sarah Blessing, who was 37, stop it. She, no. She worked in a gift store called The Store of Many Colors.
The Store of Many Colors.
That is a name. It makes me feel Pocahontas. I don't even know.
Like, oh, I don't know that that's worse than the Boogie Boots.
Of the wind. But anyway, what town, state, city?
Raytown, Missouri.
Of course.
So Raytown. This is all along I-70, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So it goes from, there's Wichita, there's Indianapolis, there's Lafayette, Indiana, and there's a couple places in Missouri.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Huh? St. Charles and Raytown.
You know, we should see if there's any, like, murders that happen in those towns.
Other than these?
Yes. Because maybe he was smart and just changed his MO. They're like, oh, not brunettes. Let me switch it up.
Do you think this killer just, like, hated funny sounding, like, gift stores?
Ooh.
Or maybe he just targeted those places because there'd only be, like, one person working at a time.
Oh, because they're not popular. See, that makes more sense. Ooh.
Well, 2 o'clock. Pay less. 2 o'clock back then, though, is like, everyone's working. Like, no one's actually doing leisure activities. You know, like, everybody worked. Which is why this generation doesn't know how to cook.
What?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with shopping?
Well, they say that this generation doesn't know how to cook because their parents never taught them because they were working all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Brandon's just filled with random information,
it's
y'all.
It's interesting. Like, oh. Like, now people walk around all the time. It's like, 2 o'clock, I'm probably in a Benny's.
You want to go to Store of Many Colors? You want to hit up Boogie Boots?
After Boogie Boots, we can go to Store of Many Colors.
Get out for real. That's like the best day.
That sounds like a fun road trip on I-70.
We'll go to Boogie Boots. We'll
I wonder if these places are still open.
No.
And they're going to listen and be like, they're making fun of our store.
Payless not open no more.
Wait, I'm going to Google this real quick. Pause, everybody. Store of Many Colors. Store of Many Colors.
I got to see this.
I mean, it's 92. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I mean, there's got to be a weird connection with odd stores.
Yeah.
And this guy and Burnett.
You know what? Maybe they need a URL. So they just like, no. Never mind.
I don't know, man.
People weren't looking for URLs back then.
Yeah, back in 92.
It's like, you need a website with your business. No.
I mean, that could be, I don't know, maybe he was pretending to be like a salesman or some type of something, yeah. Going to a small store and.
True. I mean, where is he parking his truck? Apparently, he was hitchhiking at first, though.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a truck.
You know, just murder on the highway. Ugh, you get it? Like
murder on the highway.
Like murder on the high seas. On the highway. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so Sarah Blessing. 37, Store of Many Colors, that's what we have so far. And so apparently this is how they figured out what happened, because, like, next door, it's always, like, someone next door.
Yeah.
Anywhoosies, so next door, the owner of a video store.
Blockbuster.
Like, witnessed someone walk in, and, what else? Oh, and then he was the one that discovered Sarah's body laying on the floor. And the video store guy gave them... Oh, we finally have a description. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the description...
Brunette.
Yes! No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. So the description provided was a man in his 30s, medium height and weight, and that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Just an average guy.
Your average hitchhiker.
Medium height.
What else are you gonna look out for?
Medium weight. True.
It's like... One time you're talking to a random regular guy, then boom, you're dead.
Boom.
And apparently Sarah Blessing is the final victim of the I-70 killer victims.
Sarah Blessing?
Yes. The girl who worked at the store of many colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wait, what did the video store have to do with anything?
And oh, that's just...
where that witness came from?
Yeah.
That's next to the store of many colors?
Yeah.
How many colors?
Like, all the colors.
What kind of store is this?
A gift shop.
Right. Hmm. Who's going to get... Wait, so...
If this was like a paint store, store of many colors makes way more sense.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or like socks.
Socks?
Socks.
Like, so, I can see that.
What kind of socks? Just colorful
You've
socks?
Never seen... That's like a thing.
I mean, I've never seen a store for socks.
Same.
It's like the super... Now, this is my random tidbit. It's like a thing for like little girls to get mismatching socks. And there's stores that just sell like a bunch of socks. It's like a brand.
Wow. Smart. I mean, there's a market you gotta...
Store of many colors.
Store of many colors.
Meet that demand.
Boogie boots.
Payless.
Payless.
So boogie boots, I'm picturing like cowboy boots, but bedazzled.
Ooh.
And people dancing.
That's like a business plan
boogie
right there.
Boots.
Boogie boots.
That's true.
Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
That was it's a boot name. Village.
Yes. Brad is shaking his head.
That's so... is it seasonal?
I don't know.
Like Santa's Village?
Like I don't know. Santa's Village.
I've never been.
What?
I mean, I've seen it on TV.
It's the best.
Isn't that the North Pole?
It's like a really mediocre Six Flags.
Mediocre.
Uh-huh. Like the one in Santa Claus, Indiana?
What?
Isn't there a town, Santa Claus, Indiana?
I didn't know that.
Oh, they're just capitalizing off the name.
Oh, so just to wrap it up, all this case is unsolved to this day. So if you guys, you know, figure it out.
Were there any suspects?
Here, let's find out.
Right.
So the St. Charles, Missouri police was the one that made the connection between all these cases because they were all the victims were killed by a .22 caliber firearm. And they were all, according to the witness accounts, the description of the killer was similar with physical stature. And all of the victims were also shot in the back of the head.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that detail.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't like brunettes.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so random to
me. He shot them in the brunette hair. Back of the head.
He mistaken as a lady.
Yeah.
Michael!
I mean, I don't know. It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's weird. I always thought that it was weird that people have one gun. You ever thought that?
Like, a gun they love?
Like, just one gun. Why don't they have multiple guns with different types of ammunition?
Oh, so they can't be linked?
Yeah. You know?
Maybe that wasn't what he was thinking. Maybe he's just crazy.
Maybe he wanted to be linked.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe he wanted notoriety.
He wanted credit for him.
Yeah.
He just hasn't got caught yet.
Never got caught.
Oh, you know. Maybe it was a hit.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, you know, like, people in small towns when they got hits on other people all the time. But you just can't do it, though. You know, like, everyone knows you. Right, everyone knows you in small towns. Why isn't no one talking?
That's true. It would have to be a drifter.
Yeah.
A drifter?
Hitchhiker.
Oh, got it.
Someone that wouldn't be recognized.
I see. So that's why it kind of just fizzled.
That's, yeah. I mean...
Yeah. Because you could just go by a process to elimination. Show me your apartment.
It's also very random. I mean, he's targeting brunettes. Right, but that doesn't narrow it down very much.
Right.
So it's very random. Probably a guy that is just, I don't know, traveling the interstates.
Well, I think we discovered a commonality that the police probably overlooked because it's so dumb. And that is the store names are hilarious.
Yes.
He's like, I need things to be shut down. Immediately.
I hate colors. I hate boogie boots. I hate ceramics.
That makes sense.
I mean, Payless needs to go.
Or he loved them. And so he's bringing attention to them. And now, look at us. We're talking about boogie boots in the store of many colors.
You're right.
Sweet Sorrow.
And Payless. So
yeah, they don't even have a website.
Although it didn't work for Payless.
Yeah.
Probably just brought some negative press.
They kind of messed up. But hey.
Although, honestly, I don't think I'd want to go to a store that someone was murdered in.
No, I mean,
maybe he was just trying to put all those places out of business.
I can see that. I mean,
that's what we should look up. Are they all in business now?
Oh, shoot,
Payless is out.
Payless, that was successful. I can't find a Google page for store
really
of many colors.
Brunettes, or was it the businesses?
Ooh. Yeah. What if the brunette part was just like a coincidence?
Yeah.
Like, it was.
I mean, six people. The
odds
aren't great.
One of
them
was brown. It's one of them brown here. The ages are fluctuating. Yeah.
I'm looking for that. Okay, hold on. Real quick. I'm going to Google Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
Boogie Hills Plaza Boot Village.
Say that five times fast or whatever.
I can't. I just can't do it.
Boogie Hills Plaza. I forgot.
Boogie Hills Plaza Village Boot. No.
Try to get in the game.
Figure it out. Yeah, they screwed up on the name on that one.
Right? So silly.
You know, I've always thought it was weird that serial killers don't kill more people than they actually do. You ever think about that? Like, you're like, oh, this serial killer killed like 12 people. But if you realize how many people there are in the middle, like around you at any given time, it's like...
That's true.
Why not just...
I'm not sure.
Like,
also, this guy...
I mean, school shootings are really bad, but they do it.
Well, this guy wasn't, like, doing anything with the bodies.
Ooh, he just left them behind.
He sat there at the curb and thought about it.
Yeah, he just giggled, which is also
That's
really
weird.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
I wonder if he did that at all the places.
Like, stopped by the curb and had a good chuckle?
Mm-hmm. The I-70 giggling killer.
The giggler.
The giggler.
Yeah. The I-70 giggler.
I can see that. Like, you don't even know what's coming.
Oh, man.
Maybe this guy's the Joker.
Oh my goodness.
Was it like a creepy laugh or just like...
I don't think it was more like...
Did someone do a Joker laugh?
No.
That was your Joker laugh?
That sounded very oddly similar to your actual laugh. Does that mean something?
It's the same laugh.
All right. Nope. I cannot do
it. You tried and I commend you.
No. Auditions were tough.
So anyway, so that's pretty much all they have. And there's this tidbit. If anyone has information, you're welcome to reach out to the Indiana or Missouri Crime Stoppers and leave your tip. So
yeah, I would like this to get solved.
That would be awesome. So with that, if you guys have any stories about any other crimes, gas stations, whatever, road, hit us up. We'd love to look into it and entertain you while you're driving. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks, dudes.
Thanks for having
us. This was fun. Thank you.
Yeah. And this is Up signing off. See you next time.